Welcome to New Music This Week on Amherst Island Radio. This is The Big Dog, and thanks for tuning in. You're going to hear some great samples of the new music that's arrived at CJAI this week, so let's dig in. Well, the Killdeers finally did it. Jen, James, Matt, and Logan are very proud of their entirely self-produced record, Faster Than the Light, with song themes of love, hope, escape, connection, and forgiveness. They even made a limited edition number of handmade crochet sunflowers that play the album using NFC technology. It's not quite vinyl, they say, but it's the next best thing, and they made it all themselves. A very unique way to use modern technology to promote digital albums. There are still some available via their Bandcamp page, so reach out if you are interested, and look for the Killdeers at the June 8th edition of Live Music Sundays from the Pavilion at Finkleshore Park on Bath Road.
Try again in the morning. Try.
Master Nate and the Reprobates send us a chilling excerpt from DurhamRegion.com. 30 years ago, in the early hours of March 17th, six teenage boys vanished in Pickering after a night of partying. In the three decades that have followed, there's been no evidence that proves what happened to those teenage boys. If anybody knows what happened to Jay Boyle, Michael Cummins, Danny Higgins, Chad Smith, Robbie Rumbolt, or Jamie Lefebvre, they haven't come forward. This past St. Patrick's Day marked 30 years from the day that has become infamous in the Pickering community, March 17, 1995, the last day any of the boys were seen. Lost Boys of Pickering is exactly 6 minutes long. 1 minute for each of the missing six. Born and raised in the sweeping prairies of Calgary, Alberta, Justine Tyrell has rapidly made waves that stretch far beyond her West Coast roots. Inspired by the unwavering and unreserved love for her husband, Justine Tyrell's Proud beautifully captures her personal journey from self-doubt to self-love, an ode to the anchor that unconditional love can be in life's uncertainties. Proud reflects on the powerful feeling of being loved through insecurities and imperfections, exploring the vulnerability of expressing one's deepest emotions, often left unsaid.
With the dark days, with being honest on the heart, please guide us through the heartbeat. Have you running through me like a remedy? Take care of to you, such a remedy. Clarity runs through my mind. I swear it's you.
Raised in the Canadian prairies of Alberta, Edmonton singer-songwriter Lily Monahan never fails to leave a lasting impression with her warm, unique tone and hypnotizing presence. Fusing together elements of folk, pop, and country, Monahan released her debut EP, Introspection, in February of 2023 with the release of her new single, Mona Lisa, in 2024. Monahan is building up to adding a new EP to her discography in 2025. Lily's mission is to create heartfelt, meaningful, and emotional music that her listeners will connect to. I mean, if you live in Southern Ontario right now, you can surely relate to snow in May. We have a new single from Toronto band Nutrients released May 15th called Sleepover. It's from their new yet unannounced album the band is releasing in the fall of this year called Something and More. Sleepover has all of the ingredients of a pop instant classic, a glitzy lead hook, a big chorus, and even fiercer guitar solos. Some listeners will be drawn to the lyrical depiction of an ambiguous afternoon date, while others might be more enamored with the song's exhilarating bridge. Either way, Nutrients sizzles on this standout new single.
Thank you.
After the success of their multi-award-winning debut EP, Arrival, Halifax-based Good Dear Good is approaching the release of their second studio EP, Sook, with the first single, Better Off Dead, released on May 16th. The new EP, Sook, will be out September 19th, and accolades for the band since 2023 include awards for Rock Recording of the Year 2024 East Coast Music Awards, Pop Recording of the Year 2023 Music Nova Scotia Music and Industry Awards, and 2024 East Coast Music Awards nominations for Pop Recording of the Year and Rising Star Recording of the Year. Well, that's all the new music this week. Stay tuned for more. And as always, if you have new music this week, send it to us here at CJAI Island Radio. Email us at submitmusic@cjai.ca or visit our Facebook page at New Music This Week and click the Send Email button. Thanks for tuning in.